Today's daily devotional, the deliverance of the lame man at the pool of Bethesda. We find the scripture John 5 verses 2 to 9, and it reads as such. Inside the city, near the sheep gate, was the pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath. The story of the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, as told in John 5, is a powerful narrative of hope, healing, and the transformative power of Jesus. It demonstrates Jesus' compassion and authority, challenging us to trust him beyond our limitations and circumstances. I know when we first read this story, immediately we believe in that it's healing, right? But there was something going on in this man who was in that condition for 38 years. He required healing power, but for his soul first, before he moved into his body. As a matter of fact, the soul required healing in order for him to move into that place. Some key points to understand and how to apply this. Jesus knows our struggles. He knows what we go through. He knows everything that has taken place from the time we were born to the present moment. This shows that Jesus' awareness of our struggles and his compassion toward us is a constant. Trust that Jesus sees and understands your struggles. Bring your burdens to him, knowing that he is aware of your situation and cares deeply for you. Respond to Jesus' invitation. In other words, if he says he's asking you a question, something similar to, "Do you want to be well?" Your response shouldn't be all the things that prevent you to being well. That's part of the sickness. But he wants you to just say, "Yes, I want to be well." Because see, a question like that invites us to recognize our need for Jesus and to respond to his offer of healing. Reflect on the areas in your life where you need healing or change. Respond to Jesus' invitation by seeking his help and trusting in his ability to make you whole. The lame man believed he couldn't be healed because he had no one to help him to the pool. And I can imagine 38 years in the same condition, it'll do that to you. But Jesus challenged this belief by healing him directly, first in his soul and then in his body. Identify any limits that come against your belief that hold you back from experiencing God's power. Replace them with faith in Jesus' ability to work beyond your circumstances. Obey the Lord's commands. You know, Jesus told him something simple. He said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Those are commands. Stand up, action, pick up your mat, action, and walk, action. And each one of those actions led to a state of obedience. And once he obeyed, it was part of the process of being healed. Obedience is key to experiencing the fullness of God's promises. When you sense Jesus leading you to take a step of faith, obey promptly and fully. Trust that his commands come with the power to fulfill them. Expect immediate transformation. That man was instantly healed upon Jesus' command. This illustrates the immediate impact of Jesus' power and his presence in our lives. And if he did it back then, he can do it again. Live with an expectation of immediate transformation when you encounter Jesus. Pray with faith, believing that he can bring about change instantly. And if you do that, then your prayers will be effective and you will always be a living testimony for those around you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your compassion and power demonstrated at the pool of Bethesda. Help me to trust that you see and understand my struggles. Teach me to respond to your invitation for healing, to overcome limiting beliefs, and to obey your commands. May I live with an expectation of your transformative power in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let these reflections encourage you to seek Jesus' healing and transformation, trusting in his deep awareness of your struggle and his power to change your life, not just next week, next month, but immediately and completely. Enjoy your day. Thank you.